Well, hey, Sid, you're one of these sort of founders of a group called Fobgays, which made their debut at the Sydney Mardi Gras. Tell me, look, what is Fobgays? What does that mean?
First of all, I'm just going to mention that I love it when people actually say the name out loud, because FOB usually stands for fresh off the boat, which is kind of derisive, but we've kind of reappropriated it to mean friends of brown gays, lesbians, bisexuals, intersex, queer plus people. So
I got to admit, I was a bit like worried about saying just by itself without you here to like explain it.
Well, look, I mean, it's what we are. We're brown people. We're brown and we're proud. So.
Well, you guys made your debut. If they're at the Mardi Gras over the weekend, might have seen the big Indian wedding float. So tell me the idea behind that.
Yeah. Well, look, I mean, with our float, basically what happens in Indian weddings, I should say, is that the bride and groom don't actually meet up at the same place, which is the wedding venue. They actually get there separately, and the bride's party meet in a certain place and the groom's party meet in a certain place. And so what generally happens is that the groom gets on a horse and all of his family and friends surround him and dance to the actual wedding venue. And that's the wedding procession called a Bharat. So our idea was, in the wake of the legalization of same-sex marriage and the 40th anniversary of Mardi Gras and, you know, the initiative that we're trying to promote, we thought, why not have an Indian wedding procession going to a same-sex wedding? You know, it was an amazingly colorful idea, and I think that it really did get a lot of pickup from the audience. People loved us.
Yeah, and you guys are relatively new, but I know you've already started to sort of make a few waves in the community. What is it that you guys are trying to achieve? Like, what was the gap that you saw that needed to be filled?
With the South Asian community, and actually a lot of migrant communities in general, there's no platform that's available for people who are supportive of same-sex marriage, but also same-sex relationships or non-heteronormative sexualities, for the people who are supportive of those kinds of things to voice their support. So what we thought is that there was a massive gap in our immediate community, in our South Asian community, and we really needed to swoop in and do something about it, because unfortunately, people who are LGBTIQA+ in our community a lot of the time have to lead double lives. People can't come out. People face a lot of discrimination. And, you know, something needs to be done about it. So Fobgays is all about creating a network of people who aren't necessarily, LGBTIQA+ themselves, but are supportive of the people in their lives who are. And we're just here to celebrate them, and we're here to create visibility for them in our communities. And I think that's really important to do.
Yeah, and when do you think that starts? Like, how does that... I mean, it's one of those things, isn't it, where it's like, that's like very ideal, and that's like obviously the goal, but it must be really hard work to sort of get to that point.
Yeah, look, activism is hard. With us, at least, we have had we've had really positive experiences. We've had some negative experiences as well. But with us, it's not about shouting at people and telling them that they're bigoted or they're wrong, because they're not. A lot of the time, people have pushed back against LGBTIQA people because they don't necessarily understand a lot about different sexualities, and there's a lot of misinformation there, or even ignorance. And you don't solve that problem by just, you know, yelling at people and calling them bigots and alienating them even further. What you need to do is you actually need to sit down and have a reasonable conversation with them without demonizing them. And that's what we've been doing. So, you know, obviously we were active in the Mardi Gras, but also we're at a lot of community events in the South Asian community. Like, we're going to be at Paramasala next week, and we're hoping to do the Diwali festival and Eid and all other kinds of cultural events. And we're going to be there and have a presence, and people can come up and have a chat, have some chai, and figure out how we can all be better Fobgays, which is just by having open minds, really, and, you know, sharing information and opening people up to understanding the kinds of experiences that LGBTIQA people go through.
Right. So it's basically just very, very sort of like, you wouldn't, if you were walking across the street, you wouldn't know that it was going on. There's no big like megaphones or anything. It's just a conversation that you guys are having.
It's just a conversation.
Right.
Because look, activism obviously needs to be it needs to be active, but it doesn't need to be harmful and it doesn't need to be aggressive, right? And in our community, that's what works. People like having reasonable conversations.
So you say there's still a place for the big sort of protests and stuff?
Absolutely, absolutely. Protest is important. And, you know, there would be no Mardi Gras there if right. people didn't have that kind of spirit.
Well, I was going to ask you about that because I guess you were there and... I don't know, there was a couple of people a little bit worried about the presence of like big brands and stuff and
yeah,
Mardi
right.
Gras and whether it's lost its sort of protest sort of roots. What was your feeling?
Well, look, we were in it. We're an activist group. We're a very like a newly formed activist group, and we got in. And this is the biggest ever Mardi Gras that has ever happened. There were over 300 applications. So my response to that is, there's going to be a commercial input, but actually there's still a lot of activism going on. Our float was right behind Meyer, and they did such a fantastic job, and it was an honor to, you know, be a part of the parade amongst big brands like Meyer and like Google, who actually graciously gave us some grant money as well.
Mm. Yeah, I think, you know, yeah, sounds like you guys had a very good time, and it's all big things happening, right?
Oh,
it's the beginning.
It was amazing. I can't stop smiling. And all the positive feedback that we've been getting just all day, people messaging us, people wanting to get involved.
Wow.
It really is affirming to see that we're doing something that's really important in our community.
Yeah,
you know?
No doubt. Well, if you want to check out some of the footage from the Mardi Gras that Fobgay's filmed, it's all on the Facebook page and all the info is there as well. On I guess it'll be where you guys are heading next and where you can have those casual chats over the chai. And,
yeah, definitely.
All that stuff. So, hey, Sid, thank you so much for coming in and telling us a little bit about what you do. It's been really fascinating.
Thank you, Bryce. It's been a pleasure.